First public hearing is conditional use number 1801, Chase T. Brockstead.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for office buildings to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.337 acres, more or less, lying at the northeast corner of Savannah Road and Ritter Road west of Lewis. For the benefit of the record, I passed down copies of the revised survey site plan. We received some comments. First, for the record, the commissioner did receive on October 22nd of 2009 an exhibit booklet. It's spiral bound, about a half inch or more thick. It includes an executive summary, a property description, a copy of the deed, boundary and location survey, photographs of existing property, the copy of the application, a copy of the site plan, proposed front and side elevation renderings, proposed building footprint rendering, a Savannah Road conditional use map showing other conditional uses in the area, an existing land use map, tax map, current zoning map, future land use map, water systems map, state strategies map, and county SOAR map. There's also a DLDOT service level evaluation response, a responses to chapter 99.9C for reference, an environmental assessment report, a soil report, letters from area residents. So there are a majority of which are in support. There was one letter that appeared to be in opposition. And there's also letters of intent from proposed tenants at the end of the document. And that is a part of the record. From the Department of Transportation, we had received comments back in May 29th of 2007. And those comments we had requested. They commented that a traffic impact study was not recommended. Again, in April of 9 of 2008, under the same basic application, DLDOT had requested a traffic impact study. So in receiving two different comments on the same parcel, I addressed a letter to Bill Brockenbrough with Department of Transportation and basically summarized what they had said in the two traffic impact study or the traffic summary reports. And we've got a letter, which is a part of the record in their exhibit booklet dated August 29th of 2008. And just in short summary, they basically say, well, now we do not need a traffic impact study. And so we can progress with this application. From the Sussex Conservation District and received on November 3rd of 2009, we find that there are three soil types on this property. That the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sedimentation control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation after completion of construction. That there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, that there are no tax ditches affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and it probably will be necessary for on-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial photograph and also a soils map, a map legend on the soils, a reference to each soil type, a report on the soil types, and also a report on prime and other important farmlands. That also is a part of the record. We also received today from the County Engineering Department, Planning and Permit Division, a memorandum making reference to this application, the location, the intended use. Makes reference that the project is in a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, which is the West Rehoboth expansion area. That the planning study and capacity assumption for the parcel is 4 EDUs per acre for AR zone property for a total of 5.36 EDUs. That at the design assumption, capacity can be assumed for an office building on each parcel that does not exceed 1,786 square feet. which is a breakdown from one EDU per 1,000 square foot. If the proposed office buildings are larger, additional information should be provided and a capacity review completed before approval. Ordinance 38 construction will not be required. There is one system connection charge credit for one of the parcels. The system connection charge rate is $4,336 per EDU from July 1, 2009 through June 30th of 2010, and it could be increased or decreased based on the next budget year. Parcel 3.03 and parcel 3 were each provided with a 6-inch lateral during original construction. A 6-inch lateral may not be adequate for proposed uses, and lateral upgrades may be required. Parcel 3.04 does not have a gravity connection point because the parcel was created after the original sewer construction. Parcel 3.04 also does not have a gravity line along its street frontage, and how the parcel will connect to sewer is unknown at this time. The developer is responsible for costs associated with lateral upgrades to parcels 3.03 and 3 and extending sewer service to parcel 3.04. The existing structure on parcel 3 is to be removed. It must be properly disconnected, requiring a disconnection permit, disconnection by the county, a county licensed plumber, and inspected by the county. Provide the contact person for additional information. Conformity to the West Rehoboth expansionary planning study will be required. And in other comments, they state if more than 1.78 EDUs per parcel is required, downstream sewer line and pump station upgrades may be required. A sanitary sewer concept plan is required, and they did attach a checklist for completing a sewer concept plan. And that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And lastly, I received an email today from Kathleen O'Hanlon in reference to this application, and states for public record, I'm a resident of Covey Creek, and I actually believe this property is at the corner of Dove Drive and Savannah Road. Ritter Road begins inside of Covey Creek. I am concerned because there is no complete information regarding this conditional use. Adding another road onto Dove Drive would add to the confusion regarding this intersection, and if this is for a business, it would increase the number of cars turning into Covey Creek. It is also the only exit for this development, which increases my concern regarding traffic. Exiting onto Savannah Road is challenging, and there have been several accidents at this location already. I do not support the conditional use for this property to be commercial. And thank you for your consideration, Kathleen O'Hanlon. And gentlemen, that's all I have at this time.
All right, so we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Thank you. For the record, Chase Brockstead of the firm Viverato Genelotti, along with my wife. I also...
So what do you do for Viverato and Genelotti?
I'm a lawyer, and I'm the managing partner of our Lewis office.
So am I to understand that you're registered with the bar of the state of Delaware?
I am.
And I assume you have your number with you this evening, because that man over there doesn't trust anybody.
I do have my number. I know it by heart, but I also have my card from the Delaware Superior Court, if you'd like to see that.
Well, that gray-haired gentleman in the lobby once presented us with his card. I think it was number 4. I'm not sure, but...
I can assure you that mine is not number 4, the number is 3815.
There you go. We'll enter you into our registry. Welcome to Sussex County.
Thank you.
All right, sir, you may have the floor.
Thank you. Before I begin, with just one housekeeping matter, I'd like to hand up 10 additional bound copies of something, not that you need any more information. This isn't really a supplement from a substantive point of view in that it provides you with new information. It's really an extrapolation of one of the maps. And it contains a copy of the map as well as some corresponding pictures.
All right, sir. If you would hand that to Mr. Robertson, and he will make a determination as to whether or not it can be admitted under the rules.
Mr. Chairman, it looks like they're just photographs of, you know, what area buildings, I guess. And I know it's been the commission's practice in the past to allow that, and since
sure.
It was the same
okay.
thing you'd see driving up and down the road. So.
Pass or down.
Again, for the record, my name is Chase Brockstead. Along with my wife, Kelly, we own this property. I'd also like to introduce Chuck Adams, who is our land planner and surveyor. This is my first time before the Planning and Zoning Commission of Sussex County, and they say that a lawyer that represents himself or herself has a fool for a client, and I hope to not prove that cliche this evening. This is an application for a conditional use. It was filed on March 31, 2008, and the purpose for the application is to permit the construction of two relatively small office buildings that would contain general business, professional, medical, and dental uses. As Mr. Lank indicated, the property is located at the northeast corner of Savannah Road and Ritter Road, which by the street sign and depending on who you talk to in Cubby Creek is really called Dove Drive. The land is 1.337 acres. It consists of three lots. There's a picture of that, and we'll go through the application package. The corner lot contains a deteriorating brick residence, brick home, and the two other lots, one to the east on Savannah Road and one to the north on Ritter Road, are vacant.
Excuse me, just for a second. If there's anyone here that has an interest in this application, please feel free to get up and take a look at these exhibits. They're difficult, if not impossible, for you to see from where you're sitting. So please feel free to do so. And if anyone would like to see what was handed out to us, I'll put a copy up here. Feel free to come up just to do so quietly. Thank you. All right, sir. Go ahead. All right.
Thank you, Chairman. I may go overboard, but I'm going to explain the information that I think is relevant. If I need to move on, I invite you to tell me that. The package.
I'll throw you an anvil.
As Mr. Lank indicated, the package contains a property description, a deed, and a boundary and location survey. If you take a look at that survey, which is identified at item D, you'll see that the three lots are shown. The location of the house is also shown, as well as the location of 11 relatively mature trees. And I'm going to get to the trees a little bit later in my presentation. At Exhibit E, we've got photographs of the existing property, which includes the house, some of those trees, as well as the two vacant lots. At Exhibit F is the conditional use application. And at Exhibit G is the proposed site plan, which is also on the easel there. And this shows the parking areas, the location of the two buildings, the location of the sidewalks, the location of a stormwater facility, some proposed landscaping, some proposed fencing, where some of the existing trees that are on the property hopefully are going to be preserved and maintained if this application is granted. At Exhibit H, the proposed front and side elevations of the building, and I took it upon myself to contact area residents, those folks living within 200 or 300 feet of the property. I went beyond the 100 feet, and I specifically met with the board of directors of the Covey Creek Homeowners Association. And I did this back in May and June of 2007, before there was a proposed site plan, before we had proposed elevations, and really before I knew what was going to come of this property. And what I wanted to do in speaking with them was to find out what they wanted, but more importantly, what they didn't want. And what I found was that they understood that this property was going to be developed in a non-residential way, depending on who purchased the property, because of how Savannah Road has developed. And so what they asked me to do was to listen to them, and they wanted some time to meet so they could discuss what would be important to them, since this property is a neighbor, basically, to Covey Creek. It's not within inside of the development. And so as a result of that, this proposed site plan is what came of it. They asked me to not have one building. They wanted two smaller buildings. They were particularly concerned about some of the trees on the property and asked that I save as many as I could, which I've committed to them that I would do. They wanted they didn't want sort of the most dense use of the site. They wanted something a little bit smaller scale, nothing three stories, which obviously is not going to really happen given the height requirements. But they just wanted to sit down and talk to me about what it was going to look like and what the site, what my plans were for the site. And what I told them was basically what is now depicted, that that's what I intended to do. And I worked with them along the way to make sure that they were involved in the process and had the ability to comment. Now, the email that came in tonight, I never met with that person. I've never heard of her before. And that's news to me that there was anyone within Covey Creek that had a problem with this. Also, with regard to the elevations, I explained to them that my goal in developing this project, should it be approved, would be to do a design that was relatively consistent with other buildings in the Lewis area, its coastal location. I intended to use materials that were also consistent with Lewis and its coastal location. And that is maybe a poor reflection in black and white, but that's a reflection of my intent and basically my compromises and agreement. Moving on, at Exhibit I, there's a proposed building footprint. And then at Exhibit J, I have what I call the Savannah Road conditional use map. And this is a map that I requested that the county create for me. And it's also contained in the supplement that I just handed up. And on it, you will see a series of numbers. And essentially, the green shaded box, well, the yellow shaded box shows the property. And again, this is either at Exhibit J or the second page of the handout that I handed up tonight. The yellow shaded box is the property, and the green shaded box are conditional use applications that have already been granted on this section of Savannah Road. And you'll see some numbers in there as well. And these numbers refer to the photographs that are behind the map. And for example, number one is the WSFS Bank building. And on the map, you can see that's identified as number one, which is, you know, some 600-700 feet west of my property. And then the first two pictures, both numbered one, are pictures of that building. And that's sort of how it goes on with regard to the other buildings. And what I tried to get a flavor for was that a number of the conditional uses that have been granted along Savannah Road are not simply houses that have been turned into business. These literally are office buildings that have been constructed for business. There are many office buildings in this area. The uses range from general business to professional uses to medical and dental uses to child care to heating and refrigeration companies and that type of thing. And again, this supplement tonight was just an effort to sort of give the members a sense of what Savannah Road looks like today. Moving on, Exhibit K, there's an existing land use map which shows that the majority of the property is in the mixed urban or built-up land area. At Exhibit L, there's a tax map. At Exhibit M, there's the current zoning map which shows the property zoned as AR1. At Exhibit N, the future land use map, which shows the property in the environmentally sensitive development district. System O, there's a water systems map. I'm sorry, Exhibit O is a water systems map. Exhibit P is the state strategies map, which shows the property in the level 2 investment area. Exhibit Q is a county sewer map, which shows that the project can be served by the county system. Exhibit R is the DLDOT service evaluation response, which Mr. Lank referred to. And then at Exhibit S and T. At S, we have the Chapter 99C responses, and at T, there's an environmental assessment report. And I think the information is pretty much self-explanatory, but I'll hit what I deem to be some of the highlights. With regard to the integration of the proposed subdivision into the existing terrain and surrounding landscape, again, I worked with the residents. We tried to go for a less dense project, tried to maintain some trees. There's no wetlands on the property. This property is in the Zone X unshaded area, which is outside of the 500-year floodplain, and there's no impact to a floodplain. There are no known historical features on the site. Again, the buildings, as depicted on the site plan, are set back from Savannah Road. We've tried to buffer the property with landscaping and, again, tried to maintain some of the existing trees. As proposed, we are committed to erecting a fence to screen the property on what would be the the northern and eastern boundaries of the property. The other two sides border Savannah Road and Ritter Road. There will be a landscaping plan submitted as part of this. We intend to have turned down lighting for the parking areas and security lighting also turned down for the buildings. The proposed site will be supplied by well water, and again, sewage disposal comes from the county. A stormwater facility will be utilized for management for stormwater management purposes. And the location of the entrance on Ritter Road at the furthest point away from Savannah Road came as a result of two meetings that I had with DelDOT. When I first sat down with them, I asked what the likelihood of having an entrance off of Savannah Road would be, and I think Mark Cote laughed at me, and he told me, this is where you're going to have it if you're going to have one at all, and I said, okay, and I left. So that's where the entrance is located, which is, again, the furthest point north on Ritter Road where you can get onto the property. There's a public transportation stop approximately 50, maybe 60 feet west on Savannah Road from the intersection of Ritter Road and Savannah Road. Also included with our package at Exhibit U is a soil report, which has taken soil samples, and it's come back that the soil is conducive to an infiltration system, which is planned. At Exhibit V, we have letters from area residents, which I agree with Mr. Lang's interpretation. There's seven total, six of them in support, one which doesn't sort of check the box yes or no, but talks about a traffic concern. I've since met with this person, and her opinion is still the same. And then at Exhibit W, we have some letters from some tenants, which would include my law firm, which hopes to occupy the property. Again, with me, I brought Chuck Adams, so to the extent that there are any questions at this time, I'm available to answer them as best I can, and Mr. Adams is available as well.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we're going to start with Mr. Burton, since this lies in your vast area of responsibility.
I have a couple questions. Do you anticipate the stormwater management pond being a wet pond?
No. I'd like to defer, if I could, to Mr. Adams on this, but my understanding is no.
Charles Adams with Adams Camp Associates, Georgetown. We had the soil test done to see if infiltration would actually work for this project, and it came back positive that it would work for infiltration. So the plan is to utilize the surrounding depressed area. They would be infiltration areas. They would be landscaped, and any additional need for storage would happen underneath the parking lot.
Okay, so you're pretty confident that landscaping plan buffering the property will hold true, mm-hmm. regardless yes. of the stormwater management. Yeah. Okay. Do you anticipate the need for a sign? I don't know that you talked about that.
Yes, that's the plan. The most logical place to put such a sign would be on the corner of the intersection of Savannah Road and Ritter Road. That's not part of our plan at this point in time, because I wanted to speak with some of the folks at the county, because I wanted to make sure that, one, wherever the sign was located, we didn't impede traffic trying to get up from Ritter Road onto Savannah Road. And specifically what I'm thinking of is if you're going to turn right, sort of looking down to the left to make sure that there's no oncoming traffic. So the plan is to have a sign somewhere, but it's not part of this plan yet, because I wanted to work with folks from the county to find out the best place for it. And when I say the best place, really the safest place for it.
You mentioned that your law firm would be occupying a building. Is that the plan for both, or just one? Or
Just for one part of one building, if that works out.
Okay. Would you build them all at the same time, or are you going to phase this project in over time?
Well, that's up to the bank, unfortunately, at this point in time. And when we first put this project together and presented to the bank, the plan was to do them at one time. And that remains to be seen. There's my law firm, as well as another tenant, are committed to moving into one of the buildings. There are several tenants that are waiting to see what happens with regard to the county process. And if everything goes as planned, then I think intent is a strong word, but they've expressed sincere interest in going in. From the bank's perspective, if we can get sort of over the 75% occupied or pre-leased threshold, then they will permit us to go ahead and build both of them at the same time. My preference as the owner of the property is to build both at the same time.
Okay, and you don't, the letter that came in with the Dove Road or the Ritter Road, and this is really an entrance to this development. You've researched that and you're pretty comfortable that this is not the entrance to that development?
That's correct. The entrance to, or the lands that are part of the Covey Creek subdivision are not even adjacent to our property. They're actually one lot over on the same side of Ritter Road, and then at an equal distance on the west side of Ritter Road. So if you're looking at this map, there's another lot here, and then Covey Creek, the development of Covey Creek begins back here, and it sort of winds back that way.
But they use that road as their entrance?
That is correct. Their road, which is called Dove Drive, ends at that far point, and then it becomes Ritter Road, which is a county road, and then that gets them out on the Savannah Road. That's correct.
So that part of that road area is a county road. That is not a private.
That's correct. That is correct. And there's also another exit from Covey Creek, so it's not the only one.
Okay. No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With the setback that's or the dedication to DelDOT, is there any discussion of a sidewalk, especially facing Savannah Road?
I don't know the answer to that question. I know that we discussed sidewalks, and what I can tell you is that if DelDOT had recommended that a sidewalk be placed either on the part of the parcel that is adjacent to Savannah Road or on Ritter Road, it would be shown on this site plan, because I would have followed that directive, or at least that recommendation. The fact that it's not on the site plan tells me that that issue either didn't come up, or if it did come up, it was something that they did not recommend.
It will come up in the site plan review when DelDOT looks at your entrance. Most likely.
Okay.
So it would be an issue at that time.
And I'm curious as to how you came up with your percentages, 75% professional versus 25% medical.
Well, I had a conversation with DelDOT, and what they had asked me to do was, you know, if you don't want to get into the business of having a traffic impact study, then go as low as you can. I'm not necessarily married to those percentages, but that's sort of the minimum that I would need. And that's sort of the minimum that's acceptable to DelDOT. And so
minimum what?
Well, the way that DelDOT analyzes medical versus just professional is on a trips per day basis. And so when we had a discussion with DelDOT, we talked about the square footage and what that would equate to in terms of the size of a medical office, for example, versus a general business office versus something else. And we talked about a trips per day. And it's sort of the trips per day, when that number got too high, that's when they were going to require a traffic impact study. And so what I did was I wanted to keep the numbers low, which I think they're lower even than DelDOT's requirements, but they represent sort of my bare minimum here.
Okay, because your application is stating that only 25% will be medical and that 75% would be professional.
Right.
And typically the commission with a conditional use, as was exhibited by my motion earlier, we're able to put within reason a number of stipulations and conditions. And typically if the application is stating that, and for example, even with your hours, you know, the stated hours of operation you put, that typically is in our conditions and stipulations. So
okay.
I just want to make it clear that that's what I'm hearing is 25% medical, period, and 75% professional.
Okay, well, understanding that now, would I have the opportunity to supplement this application and make it broader than that? Because, again, this represents sort of the bare minimum from my standpoint.
I would say, Mr. Robertson, that depends on the application, wouldn't it?
I would venture another view of that. The county, I don't think, really wants to get into business of counting square feet and so on. An application for professional office typically is interpreted to mean a number of different uses: medical, illegal, accounting, chiropractic, and so on, and even others. So, and that is what your application is for. I don't. If DelDOT wants to get into to counting who's who, I think they're welcome to it. I'm not sure that we would necessarily restrict you in that fashion simply because we don't really have the means to police it.
Well, the advertisement is for office building, so it's
office building.
Whatever the commission and council agrees to as condition of approval will be what Mr. Brockstein will have to comply with.
But the application was for 25% medical use, and that's in section F.
Mentioned on the site plan also. I'm not saying that I'm disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, but the advertisement for office buildings, and anytime you have a conditional use, you look at what's presented in testimony, and you change several times based on what testimony was given.
And, Mr. Chairman, at the same time, while the county is going to police necessarily what's in there, I don't think that the county wants to be party to circumventing DelDOT and DelDOT traffic impact studies by us saying, okay, well, we'll wink, wink, 25% medical, and then go ahead and build what you want.
I don't think we're saying that at all. I think that's,
I'm just stating for Mr. Broxton's benefit.
But in addition to that, when DelDOT reviews the site plan information, is also provided to them in their review. So they're going to see his proposal based on what he submits to them, and they're going to make a decision based on that proposal before we get it as a final. So I think DelDOT will take care of that problem.
Thank you, Mr. Knight. Mr. Chairman, I just wanted those points of clarification, and I'm happy.
If you're happy, I'm tickled to death.
I didn't say what I'm happy about, but I'm happy.
You can tell me later.
All right.
Mr. Schmidt. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Along that line of Mr. Johnson, on that thread, you got your application in on March 31st, or your application was accepted on March 31st, as opposed to April 1st. Is that correct? In the year 2008, so your SLER was reviewed under the old regulations of DelDOT. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. If you might. Reading your letter from 2.5 weeks ago under section U seems to corroborate what you stated in response to Mr. Burton's query about the pond and the wet pond. But am I to read this correctly in that while some technical and scientific assumptions were made, that you still have to do some test pits at this time before you can clarify?
That's correct.
Are those test pits of the nature that have to go in on or before December 1 of this year and be monitored for 27 weeks?
No. They are strictly for infiltration rate, so they can be done at any time.
At any time, so there's no requirement that they be done during the seasonal high water table for 27 weeks or longer.
No.
All right. So then if this application were looked at favorably, your final site plan then would be able to correctly cite and disclose the nature of the stormwater management areas based on more information coming.
Yeah, that would be part of the submission to Sussex Conservation District, along with the report and the soil report, my report, and the design of the system.
Okay.
At that time.
Any idea how much more time you need for the definitive results of the testing?
It's just a matter of them getting there. A backhoe has to be arranged to get to the site. They have to excavate to the appropriate level, the infiltration, and the infiltration tests are done. So it's sort of up to the to Lisa at Terra Firma, who is actually going to do the work. Her schedule, and it would be within 3 weeks, I think.
But knowing that the winter is the...
Yeah, if it's frozen ground, they have a problem.
Right, right. Do you think that that is something that... do you think you're going to put yourself on the hook for those monies at this point, or are you going to wait for a reasonable determination by the commission and possibly council before you order those test pits?
That depends. It depends on whether or not this commission deems that that information is necessary to make a recommendation to county council. If that information is something that can be done after this body makes its decision, then I'd prefer to wait and spend those monies after I know whether or not this project can move forward.
Thank you. That's all.
All right, sir. Mr. Ross.
There's the existing buildings, you're going to demolish those?
There's one
brick home.
Brick home, that's correct.
And I guess you're aware that we'll restrict that demolition to, you know, workday hours during the week, that sort of thing. Have you tested that for any asbestos or anything of that nature for health hazards when that building is demolished?
I haven't had it tested, but I've had the general contractor and another person that works with him that specializes in demolition go through the property, and none of that was identified with the naked eye, and there weren't any conditions existing within the property which would have suggested that would be the case. I can't tell you that there's been testing done, and I can't confirm for you definitively that that's not the case. But should that be detected, then all steps are going to be taken to remove that and dispose of it in accordance with, Delaware regulations.
Okay. And you're going to use an on-site well. Have you chosen a location for that well, or I don't notice it on your site plan?
I know we've discussed it.
Existing well, but it services the house. There would be another one sited.
You would probably just cap the existing well and put a new, but you haven't chosen a location for that yet. No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Lane?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
Nope, no questions. Thanks.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
At this time, one other, do I hand up a proposed findings of fact, or do I hold off on that?
Sure. You can hand them up now. You can just go ahead and give them to Mr. Robertson, and he'll pass them on down. Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1801, Chase T. Brockstead? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1801? Anyone on the commission have any questions? All right, then, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of your Thursday evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.